English games. The most popular games in England are football and cricket. All boys are taught at least one of the two kinds of football, soccer and rugby. In soccer, the ball cannot be touched with the hands or arms, but must be driven forward by kicking or by striking it with the body. This is the football usually played at day schools. Rugby is more like American football than is soccer. It is the kind most often played in boarding school. Every town of any size has one or more professional football teams. These town teams are divided into groups so that the best teams play off against each other. When a local team reaches the final, everybody from the neighbourhood who can do so goes up to London, where the final match is always held. The homecoming of the team that wins the final is something to see. The players ride through their local town with the captain carrying the trophy cup. Everybody turns out to cheer, and there is a big reception at which the team is publicly congratulated by the mayor. To most foreigners, cricket seems a dreadfully boring game. But English people think the sound of a wooden cricket ball striking against a wooden cricket bat is just about the most beautiful sound in the world. The All England cricket team is the most important one. Its players, who may be either amateur or professional, are chosen from the county cricket teams. The most important international matches are those played between England and Australia and are held one year in one country, the next year in the other. While these matches are being played, if an Englishman says, "The news is terrible," he does not mean that an international disaster has occurred, merely that England is not doing well at cricket. But to see real English cricket, a visitor should go to watch a village team. On Saturday and Sunday summer afternoons, on driving into any village, he is certain to hear the crack of a bat hitting a ball. Then presently he will come to a field or village green. All around it, sitting on the ground, on benches, in their cars, are the people of the neighbourhood. They are not saying much, but their eyes are fixed on the cricket pitch. There are 11 players in each team. The batting team sends in two batsmen who stand at each end of the pitch in front of the stumps. The other 9 players wait their turns at the side of the field. The fielding team consists of 2 bowlers who stand behind the stumps at each end and bowl in turn to the opposite batsman. The other 9 fielders take their places around the field to catch the ball when it is hit. When the batsman hits the ball a great distance, the onlookers get excited enough to call out, "Well hit, sir!" Oddly enough, although it is proper for the English to cheer themselves hoarse at football, it is considered very improper to do much more than say things like, "Well bowled, sir," or "Well caught," and clap a little at cricket. All the spectators keep as quiet as possible, although they feel very strongly inside. It is very important to them that their village do well at cricket.